弟兄姐妹好
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们一起打开圣经诗篇第九十篇
Let's open our Bibles to Psalm chapter 90.
我们今天一同来看第一节到第十二节
And today we'll be looking at verses 1 through 12.
我可以把我滑进地上来我发现哈我现在看近处看不清楚看远处看得很清楚
I realize now that I'm not nearsighted but farsighted
所以我总是请坐后面的到前面来我能这样我就看不清楚你了。
That's why I always ask people to sit so I can see you clear.
如果坐在最后一那一排，我看得一清二楚。
So if you sit in the farthest row in the back, I can see you very clearly. So if you want to move closer to the front, that might be better for you.
好，我们一同来念诗篇第九十篇第一节到第十二节。
Let's read Psalm chapter 9 verses 1 through 12 together.
好，中文的、英文的一起来念。
We'll read English and Chinese simultaneously.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，诸山未曾生出，地与世界未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。你使人归于尘土，说：“你们世人要归回。”在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一
惊。
你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉；早晨，他们如生长的草，早晨发芽生长。晚上割下枯干。我们因你的怒气而消灭。因你的愤怒而惊惶，你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶藏在你白光之中。我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁。但其中所经夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢？求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。好叫我们得着智慧的心。刚才没有注意听啊。那么，诗篇第九十篇
，Psalm chapter 90，
是犹太人在安息日以及他们节日敬拜的时候所经常咏诵的一首诗歌。
It's a psalm that the Jewish people used a lot in the Sabbath and on their festivals.
一开始告诉我们说哈，这首诗呢是神人摩西的祈祷。
Now at the beginning of the psalm, it said it's the prayer of Moses, the man of God.
如果是这样的话
，If this is so，
问一下大家，这首诗篇是什么时候写成的？距离今天有多少年
？So I would like to ask brothers and sisters, based on this, when do you think the psalm was written? How many years ago?
大概是多少年之前
？Around how many years ago was this written？
差不多，大概是3400年到3500年之前。
It is
very close.
You're very close. It is around 3,400 to 3,500 years ago.
这说明什么呢
？What does this mean？
这说明这首诗篇不但是一张非常恢宏伟大的诗篇。
This shows that this is not just a psalm that is very remarkable and great.
而且呢，也是我们人类最古老的诗。
But that this is one of the oldest psalms that we men have today.
但是非常惊奇的是
But what is surprising is,
今天我们读这首诗
that when we read this psalm today,
我们非但不觉得离我们非常的遥远，
we don't feel that this psalm is outdated,
而是离我们非常非常的贴近，与我们息息相关。
But that this is personally related to us and is very close to our, us today.
一点都不奇怪。
It is not strange.
因为这是神的话。
Because this is the word of God.
因为神的话是不会过时的。
Because the word of God does not age.
这是永生的神借着他的仆人摩西向我们把他自己启示给我们。
This is what the eternal God through his servant Moses has revealed to us.
和圣经中其他书卷一样。
It is like the other books of the Bible.
诗篇第九十篇的主题就是讲到神，就是讲到人，就是讲到我们人与神的关系。
It is like the other books of the Bible. This psalm talks about God, it talks about man, and talks about the relationship between God and man.
使人能够得到得救的智慧。
Which causes man to receive that salvation from the Lord.
愿神来帮助我们。
May the Lord truly help us.
那今天我想跟大家分享的就是得着智慧的心。
Today I would like to share with brothers and sisters the topic of applying our hearts unto wisdom.
那前诗篇的前十二章哈，我们从结构上来看的话，可以分成这样四个部分。
The first 12 verses of this psalm we can divide into four sections.
第一节是摩西向神的一个呼求。
The first verse is a cry from Moses to the Lord.
说主啊，你世世代代是我们的居所。
In which he says, Lord, that has been our dwelling place in all generations.
从第二节到第六节。
From verses 2 through 6.
让我们看到神之无限以及呢人之短暂。
And it talks about the eternal nature of God and the temporal nature of man.
第七节到第十一节。
And from verse 7 through 11,
是讲到人之罪恶，神之愤怒。
It talks about the sins of man and the wrath of God.
那么第十二节是摩西向神一个回转的祈求。
And in verse 12, this verse describes Moses returning to God and asking him for something.
我们知道摩西的一生一共有120年。
We know that Moses lived until the age of 120.
从他40岁到他80岁的时候，他在旷野放羊。
We know that from the ages of 40 through 80, he was in the wilderness tending sheep.
根据第十节那里说，人一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮可到80岁，所以比较合理的猜想是说，这个诗篇应该是摩西在旷野牧羊还不到80岁的时候写成。
In verse 10, it says, the days of our years are 80 years and 10, and by reason of strength, they'd be 80 years. So we can assume that Moses wrote this when he had not yet turned 80 in the wilderness.
在那40年当中，
in those 40 years,
摩西他离开了自己的骨肉同胞。
Moses left his own kin and kindred.
他一个人居住在外邦人之中。
And he lived alone by himself among the heathen.
他甚至娶了古时的女子为他的妻子。
And he even married a foreigner to be his wife.
在为他的岳父放羊，一晃几十年就过去了。
And as he tended sheep for his father-in-law, lo and behold, many years passed by.
在他的心中，也许他感觉他已经差不多到了人生的尽头。
In his mind, maybe he thought that he had reached the end of his life.
他非常的孤单。
He was very lonely.
他非常的思念自己的父老乡亲。
He very much missed his family and his relatives.
所以呢，他生了儿子之后，他第一个的儿子的名字叫做歌顺。
And that's why when his first son was born, he named him Gershon.
歌顺的意思。
The meaning of Gershon.
下一页。歌顺的意思就是呢，我在外邦做了寄居的。
It means I have been living in a strange land.
而此时的以色列人呢？
And at the time, the children of Israel,
他们在埃及为奴。
There were slaves in Egypt.
他们受尽法老的苦待。
And they were mistreated by the Pharaoh.
他们同样也没有自己的家。
They too did not have their own home.
自从他们的祖先亚伯拉罕离开了加勒底的乌尔。
Ever since Abraham, their forefather, left Chaldea of Ur,
离开了他的本地本族和父家。
He left his kindred, homeland, and families.
他的后裔后来就成为希伯来人，被人称作希伯来人。
His descendants were later called the Hebrews.
希伯来人的意思就是从大河那边来的人。
The meaning of the word Hebrew means from across, over the river.
或者说是从大河那边过来的外省人。
Or rather, the strangers from across the river.
这是一个很奇特的民族。
This was a very peculiar tribe.
他们是在尼罗河畔。
They were living along the Nile.
在埃及的土地上形成发展以及呢繁茂起来的。
And they grew, multiplied, and prospered in Egypt.
他们成为一个大族。
And they became a great ethnic group.
但是却没有自己的土地。
But they had no land to call their own.
所以无论是在希伯来人的心中还是在摩西的心中。
So whether in the eyes of the Hebrews or in the eyes of Moses,
他们都何等的渴望有一个自己可以安家乐业的土地。
They truly thirsted for a land to call their own.
他们盼望有一个自己的家园。
They wanted a homeland.
所以摩西在向神呼求说，主啊，你世世代代是我们的居所。
And that's why Moses said, Lord, that has been our dwelling place in all generations.
是的，我们在这个地上没有家。
It is true, we have no home on this world.
但是那个亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神和雅各的神。
But the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
他世世代代是我们的山寨，是我们的盾牌，是我们的避难所。
In all generations, he has been our mountains, our shield, and our fortress.
是我们的藏身之处，是我们的安息之处。
And he has caused us to have long life, and he has caused us to have peace.
也是我们大能的保护者。
And he is our great protector.
所有这一句，这一切用一句话来表达。
And he, Moses showed all this through one phrase.
就是这一句话。Just, 神啊，主啊，你世世代代是我们的家。
Just through this one verse, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
在摩西之后有2000多年中国的唐代。
And now 2000 years after Moses, in the Tang Dynasty of China,
有一个很有名的诗人。
There is a famous poet.
他也是一个政治家。
And he was also a politician.
他叫做陈子昂。
His name was 陈子昂。
大家知不知道？
Do you recognize the name?
他这个在公元696年的时候。
In AD 690,
契丹大举进犯唐朝。少数民族。
Okay, basically a nomadic tribe invaded the Tang Dynasty.
当时国难当前。
During that time, there was a lot of turmoil.
诗人空有一腔热血，却无法报国。
People had strong passions, but they were unable to fight back for their country.
So 有一天他登高望远。
So one day he looked afar.
He climbed
onto a tower.
他抚今追昔，深感宇宙的无限和人生的短暂。
And he there contemplated about the outer limits of humanity and the limits of mankind.
对，心中万分的悲愤。
And his heart was very sad.
泪流满面，写下一首诗。
And through tears and sorrow, he wrote down a song.
这首诗就是《登幽州台歌》。
And this psalm is the psalm of
Okay, 前不见古人，后不见来者，望天地之悠悠，独怆然而涕下。
Long gone the wise ancestors, not seen the future conquerors. How vast the sky land, weeping alone as I stand.
Okay, 这个陈子昂是离我们很远的人，已经没有版权了。
This poet is already long gone and deceased. He has no copyright to this anymore.
所以我试着把它翻成英文。
So I tried myself to translate this into English.
我知道翻译的很不好，所以会请 Michael 帮我润色 polish.
My translations aren't the best, so I asked Michael to polish it up.
当摩西在旷野的时候，
When Moses was in the wilderness,
他有时候大概也会有这种前不见古人，后不见来者的感慨。
he had the same kind of feeling that there was no one to come after him, no one to succeed him.
然而当他念天地之悠悠的时候,
but as he was in this state,
他没有独怆然而涕下的那种情怀,
he did not give up in despair.
在他心里面所激荡的,
in his heart,
是永生神的伟大,
he knew of the great power of our God.
此时作为诗人的摩西,
Moses, who was also like a psalmist,
他向神涌出的是一种赞美。
Instead, what he gave to the Lord was praise.
就是第二节所说, 诸山未曾生出, 地与世界你未曾造成, 亘古到永远, 你是神。
And that's why in verse 2 he says, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
认识神的神, 人与不认识神的人, 同样面对这个宇宙的浩瀚和无穷。
For unbelievers and believers, when faced with this universe and all the things that are in it,
但是我们内心深处的情怀却是完全不同。
We face the same things, but in our hearts, it is different.
从这句人类最古老的诗章里面,
from one of the oldest psalms in this world, we can see
神至少向我们启示了关于他非常重要的两点。
That our Lord has revealed to us two important points.
首先他是永恒的神。
That he is an everlasting God.
他是从过去的永远, 就是亘古到未来的永远的神。
That he is everlasting from past times through future times.
他不受时空的限制。
He is not limited by time.
他在时间之外。
He is outside of time.
第二点, 他也是创造的神。
And the second point is that he is the creator.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
这是创世纪的第一章第一节。
This is what is recorded in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
在新约希伯来书第十一章第三节。
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3,
那里说我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的话而造成的。
It says, by faith we understand that the heavens, that the world was established by the word of God.
请我们想一想。
Let us think upon this.
既然宇宙天地如此之浩瀚和伟大,
that even though the world is so amazing and so great,
那么创造在背后创造他的神岂不是更加的伟大?
That because of this, should we not expect that the one who created this world to be even greater than this world?
他是从永远到永远的神。
He is a God who lives from everlasting to everlasting.
如果你试着向前看的话,
if you try to look ahead,
你看不见头,
you cannot see his you cannot see where he came from.
如果你试着向后看的话,
if you try to look into the future,
你也看不到终,
and you can't see where he will end.
这就是那位在时间之外从亘古到永远的神。
This is the God who is outside of time, who lives from everlasting to everlasting.
当摩西这样赞美神的时候,
when Moses was praising God here,
当他举起他的双手来赞美神的时候,
when he lifted up his two hands to praise the Lord,
我想象他看到的是,
I imagine what he saw was,
是在远处耸立的群山,
was the mountains in the distance.
所看到的是宽广的天和地,
what he saw was the vast expanse of the skies and the earth.
这个时候任何人都会发现 人自己是何等的微不足道。
When you're in this kind of environment, you will realize that mankind is so insignificant.
我们也有这样的经历。
We also have had these experiences.
当我们感叹宇宙的浩大的时候, 我们不禁想到人的渺小。
When we think about the greatness of the universe, we cannot but think about the minusculity of us man.
在我们感叹造物主的永恒的同时,
when we think about the eternality of our Creator,
我们不禁思想人生何等的短暂。
We cannot but think how short our lives are.
所以诗人接下来说,
and that's why the psalmist says,
你使人归于尘土, 说你们世人要归回。
Thou turnest man to destruction and says, return ye children of men.
这使我们马上联想到另外两节圣经。
This causes us immediately to think of two other biblical passages.
第一节还是在创世纪里面。
The first verse is still in Genesis.
神对亚当和夏娃说, 你是出于尘土, 也要归于尘土。
our Lord said to Adam and Eve, "You were made from dust, and you shall return to dust."
在使徒行传第17章第20节。
In Acts chapter 17, verse 20,
说他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
It says, "For that." And has made, Acts chapter 17, verse 26, and has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation.
这就告诉我们说，我们人是神用尘土所造的。
This shows that we, mankind are created from dust.
我们的来源是尘土。
We were made from dust.
所以我们的结局，我们也要归于尘土。
And so our end is that we will return to dust.
不但如此,
Not only so,
甚至我们在哪里居住, 最终都在神的手中。
But our habitation, where we live, it's all in God's hands.
更不要说我们的生, 我们的死。
And it not only includes where we live, but also our lives and our death.
都是神预先定准的。
God has already predestinated all this.
在我们看是偶然。
For us, it is maybe by chance.
但是在神那里则不然。
But in God's eyes, there is no chance.
这是我们被造之物与造物主之间的一层关系。
And this is the relationship between us as the created and God as the creator.
下面一节说，在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一经。
Now in the next verse in Psalm, it says, "For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night."
一千年,
a thousand years.
一千年就是36万5千天。 如果一年是365天的话, 一千年就是36万5千天。
Now, if a year is 365 days, then a thousand years is 365,000 days.
要是你像我一样算数不太好的话,
Now, if you're not such a great mathematician such as I,
这么大一个数字, 这样一个数字对我们已经是非常非常大。This
large number is already too big to be comprehended by us.
在人看非常的漫长。And
for us, it is a very long period of time.
1,000年前的事情对我们是非常的遥远。Things
that happened 1,000 years ago seem very distant to us.
那个时候不但没有美国。At
the time, there was no United States.
连哥伦布都没有出生。Columbus
wasn't even born.
然而在神看来,
But in the eyes of God,
那不过是一瞬间或者一刹那而已。
But for God, in His eyes, they're only as yesterday, as a brief moment.
在从永远到永远的无限的过程之中,
from in terms of eternity,
是一个小到不能再小的时间微粒。
It is a minuscule time span.
就好像我下面。 所画的那个图，你要找1,000年哈，在这个时间段里面把1,000年找出来，你是很难很难定位，因为小的不能再小了。Just
like the picture I have up there, in order to determine when what happens in 1,000 years, it's like a very small part of the graph.
能不能看到？其实那上面有一个小红点。If
you look at the graph on there, there's a very small red dot.
圣经说，千年在神看来只是像已过的昨日，或者是夜间的一经。In
the Bible, it says 1,000 years in God's sight are as yesterday when it's past, and as a watch in the night.
就是说，在神的眼中就是一刹那而已。That
means in God's eyes, just as a passing moment.
但是这是一个形象的说法。But
this is just a figurative way of saying this.
要表明呢，有限与无限的区别。
To demonstrate the difference between eternity and limited time.
而不是让我们用来1,000年来做加减乘除算术，然后算一算主耶稣什么时候回来。
And it's not for us to use to calculate exactly when our Lord is coming back.
那样的话就会出大麻烦。
And if we do that, then we'll be in big trouble.
所以呢，这是我们与造物主之间的另外一个差别。
And this here shows another difference between our Lord and us.
好，下一页。回去。对，这里有几组数字哈，我叫大家猜一猜，能不能猜出来？这几个数字是什么？
I have some figures here that I'd like brothers and sisters to guess what exactly they are.
知不知道？
Do you know what these, what's the significance of these figures?
三十六万是什么数字呢？
What does 360,000 represent?
这是根据今年最新的统计。
This is the newest estimate this year.
全世界每天平均出生的人数。
This is how many people are born every day this, on average this past year.
而下面呢，那个151,600呢，是每天离世这个死的，别不好听哈，这个离开的数字。
And the number underneath it, 151,600 represents the average number of people who pass away each day.
那这样的下面那组数字比较好猜啊。
Now, the numbers underneath those numbers are easier to guess.
那是什么呢？
Can you now guess what's the significance?
每年出生以及离世的数字。
Those represent the numbers of people who pass away and are born every year.
下面那个图哈，表示的是就是二次大战之后，美国在二次大战之后那几年出生的婴儿的数目，就是所谓的婴儿潮。
The bar graph you see on the lower right corner represents the baby boomers after World War II when they were born.
当我们看到这些数字的时候，
when we see those numbers,
我们就知道哈，这个人呐，真的是一批一批的来，一批一批的走，一代一代的来，一代一代的走。
We see that mankind, we come in groups and we leave in groups. We come in generations and we leave in generations.
就像大海涨潮和落潮一样。
Just like when, just like the tides of the ocean.
来的时候哗啦啦啦就来了一大批。
When the tide comes in, there are great waves.
走的时候就像退潮一样。
But when the tide leaves, it is like it recedes and it becomes quiet.
来也匆匆，去也匆匆。
It comes and goes very fast.
所以呢，诗篇接着说，你叫他们如水冲去。
And that is why it says in verse 5, thou carriest them away as with a flood.
这一句不但告诉我们说，我们人来人走就像潮水一样。
And this verse not only shows that we come and go like tides.
而且还告诉我们说，其实在这背后的掌管一切的是神，他说你叫他们如水冲去。
But it further describes that there's someone who is behind all this. It says thou hast carried them away with the flood, that the Lord is doing this.
接下来呢，诗人又用两个例子来形容人生的短暂。
Later on then, the psalmist uses two phrases to describe the brevity of man's life.
第一个例子呢，就说我们人生好像如睡一觉。
The first analogy is that it compares man's life to sleeping.
我们想一想啊，人生当中做什么事情时间过得最快？
Think about it. What causes the time to pass the fastest in your life?
睡觉。
Sleeping, right?
一闭眼一睁眼已经到中午十二点了。
If you go to sleep, you open your eyes. Oh wow, it's noon already.
好几个小时没了。
Several hours have passed by.
记得小时候写作文是很头痛的事。
I remember when I was young that writing a paper was very difficult.
常常是憋了半天，纸上只有八个字。
It's that you brainstorm for so long, but there's only eight words on the paper.
光阴似箭，日月如梭。
Time passes, time seems to drag on forever.
结果哪里知道，事实确实如此。
But we realize later that the opposite is true.
911是哪年的事？
When in September 11th happened?
十年以前。
10 years ago.
我还记得很清楚，很清楚911之后那次也是我在教会分享。
I remember very clearly 10 years ago that I shared in the church right afterwards.
一下子已经十年了。
But thinking about it now, wow, 10 years have passed already.
1974年11月30号是什么日子？
In 1974, October 31st, what happened during that time?
你们不知道不奇怪是我自己的事，但是我记得很清楚那一天发生了什么事。
Now, you may not know what happened, but I know what happened that day, and that's why I remember.
真的，几十年前的事，今天想起来还历历在目，好像就是昨天一样。
It is strange. Many things that happened many years back, we remember it as if it was happened just yesterday.
昨天还是早晨七八点钟的太阳。
The sun rose yesterday around 7 a.m.
今天已经是日薄西山，夕阳西下了。
And today it seems as if the sun rises and sets.
这就是如睡一觉。
This is like sleeping.
第二个比喻。
The second analogy.
是说我们如生长的草。
Is comparing man's life to grass.
早晨他们生长。他们如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up; in the evening it is cut down and withereth.
不单单我们的时间短暂
，Not only is our time short，
而且还衰老。
But it is also fragile.
结局呢，就像被割下的枯干的草。
And our ends are like the withered grass that is cut down.
不经意之间。
And when we may not realize it,
我们的眼睛花了。
Our eyes, as you realize, grow blind.
而且鬓角也花了。
And our hairs also grow gray.
两个花就成了我们的特点。
And so these two kinds of characteristics cause us to grow old.
一个是老眼昏花。
One is that we grow blind.
一个是鬓角昏花花白。
And another is that we grow gray.
过去跟同学跟朋友一起聚会。
In the past, when I fellowship with friends,
我们讲的是工作呀、事业呀、孩子啊、房子啊。
We talked about jobs, children, homes, houses.
现在聚会又多了一个话题。
Nowadays, we have a new topic of discussion.
不是这个病了，就是那个先走一步。
It's whether one is sick or not, whether someone else has left.
更何况每天我们常常会有意想不到的事情。
And many times today, we have many things that happen to us.
车祸、地震、水灾、龙卷风、海啸。
We have many car accidents, earthquakes, tsunamis, tornadoes, hurricanes, etc.
人的生命就如被水冲去一样。
Man's life is brought away like a flood.
就像晚上被割下的枯干的草一样。
Just like the withered grass that is cut down in the evening.
就消失不见。
They disappear and are gone.
神的永恒跟人的短暂就是这样赤裸裸地呈现在我们的面前。
God's eternity and man's limitedness is thus here in stark contrast.
这就是第二节到第六节诗人向我们所呈现的。
And that is what the psalmist was trying to portray in verses 2 through 6.
从第七节到第十一节。
From verse 7 through 11.
从这里开始再讲到人的时候。
In this passage, when the psalmist starts talking about man,
诗人用我们代替了他们。
The psalmist uses the word we instead of they.
他不再说你叫他们如水冲去。
He doesn't say, for thou hast carried them away as with a flood.
而是说我们因你的怒气而消灭。
But instead he says, for we are consumed by thine anger.
诗人笔下的人生就好像是一本书。
What happens later in the psalm is kind of like a book.
但是这本书的每一页都是那样的沉重。
But every page in this book is heavy.
当他的手翻向下一页的时候
when he turns his, tries to turn to the next page,
我们看到的下一页是什么呢？不单单我们人生短暂。
We see that what's on the next page is that not only is man's life short,
更充满了愁苦、劳累和空虚。
But that it is full of sorrow, suffering, hardship, and labor, emptiness and emptiness.
就算你一辈子一帆风顺
It doesn't matter if you've been successful all your life.
最终还是要面对生老病死，生死离别。
In the end, you'll still have to come face to face with sickness, sorrow, and death.
还是逃脱不了死的咒诅。
You can never escape the curse of death.
还是有许多许多的东西你没有办法放下。
Many things you realize you cannot put down.
人生如此之苦，以致在旧约里面约伯他咒诅自己的出生。
There is so much suffering in this world that even in the Old Testament, the book of Job, Job cursed his own birth date.
他宁愿死而不愿意生。
He rather died than be born.
因为他生不如死。
Because his life is not like his death.
在创世纪第47章。
In Genesis chapter 47.
第7节到第9节，法老问雅各说， 你平生的年日是多少呢？雅各对法老说：“我居住在世的年日是130岁，我平生的年日又少又苦，不及我列祖早在世居住的寄居的年日。”In
Genesis chapter 47, verse 7-9, in verse 9 it says, Jacob said unto Pharaoh, The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and have not attained unto the years, days of the years of the life of my fathers.
我们人生又短又苦，是不是因为我们生不逢时，总是有灾难，有灾祸呢？
Our lives are often short and full of suffering. Is it because there are so many calamities and natural disasters that happen?
不是。
No, it is not.
摩西下面又告诉我们另外一个更加严酷的事实。
Moses in the Psalm continues and tells us an even harsher reality.
我们人生之所以短，之所以苦，乃是因为神的怒气和愤怒。
He explains the reason why our lives are so short is that we are consumed by God's anger.
从第七节说，我们是因你的怒气。 而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊慌。
It says in verse 7, We are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled.
这就向我们启示了神的另外一个性情。
And this reveals to us another characteristic of our God.
就是神他也是公义和圣洁的神。神当人犯罪的时候，神是要发怒，会愤怒，会有怒气的。
It shows that our God is just and righteous, and that when he sees sin, it is just for him to become angry and be wrathful.
上个礼拜四,
Last Thursday,
代表纽约市皇后区和布鲁克林区的美国国会议员 叫做Anthony Weiner的辞职。
A representative in the New York District of Brooklyn, Anthony Weiner, he resigned.
他虽然只有49岁,
Even though he was only 49,
但是他已经任了7届美国国会议员, 从1998年一直到今年。
Even though he's 49, he had already been in office from 1998 until this year.
他本来在民主党里面是非常有前途的。
In the Democratic Party, he truly had a bright future.
下一届如果他要竞选纽约市长的话, 一般的认为他应该是十拿九稳。
Many thought that if he tried to become, if he ran for the mayor of New York, he would surely win.
那他为什么辞职, 突然辞职呢?
But why did he suddenly resign?
原来这个家伙在过去三年,
It turns out this fellow in the past 3 years,
他在网上曾经追随了191名年轻的女性,
That on the internet, he had been trying to pursue 191 different women.
向其中6位发出了 不堪入眼的下流的照片。
And he had sent six lewd images to six of these women.
这是一件很大的丑闻。
This was a big scandal.
但是我看这个消息的时候，我注意到两点很有意思。
But when I was reading the news about this, I realized two big points.
或者提醒我有两点。
Or rather, two points reminded me of something.
第一点呢，就是。 古人常说哈，世风世下，这话一点都不假。
The first point was that there is a saying that says that if you're very prosperous, your fall will be great.
一直到今天， 世界上人的罪恶不但没有随着人类文明进步而减少，反而是更加变本加厉。
What you realize is that as mankind advances, that now sins do not only sins increase actually.
这件事情发生之后，很多人都要求他辞职。
After this scandal was revealed, many people asked him to resign.
但是他在他自己的选区里面有居然接近60%的选民支持他。
But what was unusual was that in his own district, around 60% of the voters actually supported him to stay in office.
一个道德操守如此低下的政客，居然还有这么多的支持。
For such a person who is immoral, yet to have 60% of your district support you, that is something very remarkable.
由此可见，今天人的道德已经堕落到什么程度。
And it gives us a glimpse into how our moral values today have been eroded.
第二点。
The second point,
我们中国人所说的
another one of our Chinese sayings,
若想人不知，除非己莫为。
If you don't want people to know, don't do it. Okay, if you don't want people to know what you're doing, don't do it.
所以就像诗篇就像诗人下一节所说的，你将我们的罪恶摆在你面前，你将我们的隐恶藏在。
And this second point is just like verse 8 in the psalm, where it says, Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance.
我们的罪孽，我们的隐恶。
Our iniquities, our secret sins.
在罗马书一章第一节第一章从29节到31节，保罗一口气列举人类21大罪状。
In Romans chapter 1, verses 29 through 31, our brother Paul talked about 31 different sins of man. 21 different sins of man.
当然这不是全部。
Of course, this is not an exhaustive list.
说我们人里面装满了各样的不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、争竞、诡诈、狠、毒狠，又是忏悔的、背后说人的、怨恨神的、辱骂人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、无知的、背约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。
It says, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful.
所以这样说来，我们没有一个人可以在神面前夸口说我们是没有罪的。
So based on this understanding, we can see that we cannot say we are righteous before God.
既然神是圣洁公义的，所以他必要审判人的罪。
Because our God is just and righteous, he must punish sins.
他要显明他的愤怒和怒气。
He must reveal his wrath and his anger.
问题是他的愤怒和怒气是如何显明？
The question is, how does he reveal his wrath and anger?
他是不是立刻就惩罚那些作恶的人？比方说，你喜欢发送那些照片，对不对？你一按那个键，马上把你手指头啪剁掉一个，看你还敢不敢？
Does God immediately punish you? Let's say you're sending some photo. Does our God immediately cut off your finger when you try to click the button to send those images?
还是说？你喜欢在背后说人，你喜欢咒诅人，你喜欢骂人，说脏话，所以你一说话，马上叫你舌头短一截。
Or is it that our God, when he sees you talking behind other people's backs, that he, when you talk, immediately your tongue starts to shorten?
如果是那样的话，大家想一想，当我们找工作写简历的时候，当我们报税的时候，多少人手指头就没了。
If our God is like this, imagine what will happen when many of us look for jobs, write resumes, etc.
来教会聚会的人时候，多少人不敢张开嘴巴，因为舌头没了。
What would happen when we come to church because so many people's tongues have been shorn, they can't even speak?
不，神的愤怒的显明。
No, the wrath of God is revealed.
乃是他的离开。
Through the lack of His presence.
神离开人，就是神对人的惩罚。
For God to be not with us, that is His punishment.
当生命的源头离开我们的时候，人的结局就是死。
When the source of life leaves mankind, mankind, the only result of man, the only end of mankind is death.
当神离开了人之后，
when God left man,
我们经过的年日都在你震怒之下。
It says our years are all under your anger.
我们度尽的年岁就好像一声叹息。
And we spend our years as a tale that is told.
这就是神离开人的结果。
And this is the result of God leaving us.
因为人犯了罪。
Because we have sinned.
叹息。
There is sighing.
叹息就是哀叹，就是一种痛苦的呻吟。
Sighing is a kind of cry, a kind of anguished cry.
因为人离开了光，因为人离开了爱。
Because man has left the light and he has left God's love.
就像罗马书中八章二十二节所说。
Just like Romans chapter 8 verse 22 says.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
For we know, it says, for we know the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now.
好，下面一节说，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁。
Now back in the Psalms it says, for the years of our life are threescore years and ten.
诗人在前面已经用几个比喻来说明人生的短暂。
And before, the psalmist had already given analogies on the shortness of man's life.
他在这里再次强调这一点。
And over here, he again emphasizes this point.
更加突出我们是活在非常非常有限的时间之内。
And it underscores what limited time we truly have.
人类的祖先计算年纪的时候，
when our forefathers, when people in the past calculated ages,
是用百作为单位。
They used 100 as a base unit.
那时候的人一活就是几百岁。
When people lived, they lived several hundred years.
500岁算是年轻的。
In the distant past, if you lived to be 500, that was pretty young.
他们可以活到700岁、800岁、900岁。
In the past, they lived up to 700, 800, 900 years.
到摩西的时候。
Until the time of Moses.
一直到现在。
Until now,
我们是用十为单位来计算了。
From the time of Moses until now, we used the 10 as a base unit.
或者是用二十来计算。
Or 20 as a base unit.
原文里面讲70岁或80岁的时候是下一页。是 three scores and ten, 或者是 four score.
In the past, when they used measurements, they used units of 20, so a score would mean 20.
Yes. 他已经翻译了，一个 score 就是二十。
A score is 20, so three score and ten is 70.
就好像一沓是十二一样。
It's like a dozen, it means 12.
也就是说，你这一辈子顶多也就是能得到三到四分而已。
It's like you can only live three or four score years.
非常非常的短暂。
It is very short.
但是在这短暂的期间，
but in the midst of this short life,
我们得到的是什么？
What do we receive?
我们所惊夸的或者所骄傲的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而逝。
What can we boast in? We can only boast in labor and sorrow, and it is cut off soon.
我们一生劳碌要得。得
We labor in our lives to just get and get and get.
要把我们喜欢的东西抓在手中，很多东西让我们可以自豪。
It is to acquire many things that we feel pleases us.
但不过都是转眼烟云，我们今天那些东西我们想都想不起来。
But in the turn of an eye, we don't even remember the things we liked in the past anymore.
想想看，当一个人到了告老还乡的年纪，
imagine when you reach an elderly age.
到了只能够搓搓麻将、晒晒太阳的时候，
at a time period when you can only play is it play mahjong?
Yeah.
When you can only play mahjong and get a tan or something like that.
最后躺在床上，最后被挂在墙上的时候。
When you are eventually lying in bed and or in a hospital,
你手里面有什么东西？
What's in your hands at that point?
过去那些成就、名望、荣誉、地位、权力、金钱又有什么意义？
In the past, all your accomplishments, all your goals, your desires, your money, where is that now?
没有一样可以带走。
None of that you can bring with you.
这还不是我们最大的悲剧。
And that is not even the greatest tragedy of us.
人生最大的悲剧，
man's greatest tragedy
是我们活在神的震怒之下，居然还不知道。
Is that we are living under God's wrath and we don't even know it.
第十一节，
in verse 11 it says,
谁晓得你怒气的权势， 谁按照你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？
It says, who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath.
人既不认识神，也不知道自己是罪人。
Men do not know God, and they do not know that they are sinners.
继续犯罪，浪费神所赐的生命和恩典。
And they continue to sin, wasting God's life and the grace he has given us.
这是我们最大的悲剧。
And this is the greatest tragedy.
这个叫做无知，这个叫做愚昧，叫做 foolish。
This is being simple. This is being foolish.
这个叫做没有智慧。
And this is called lacking wisdom.
所以诗人在第十二节向神有一个祈求。
And that's why in verse 12, our psalmist has a plea to our God.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
It says, so teach us the number of days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
这里智慧的心是什么呢？
What is the heart of wisdom that this psalmist is talking about?
只要我们数一数，在这十二节圣经之中，诗人用了多少次与时间有关的词，我们就知道。
Now, if you want to know what this heart of wisdom is about, just count the number of times the psalmist refers to time in this passage earlier.
世世代代。
In all generations,
未曾生出。
Before the mountains were brought forth,
从亘古到永远。
From everlasting to everlasting,
要归回。
To return,
千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一经。
For 1,000 days are like yesterday, and as a watch in the night.
早上、早晨、晚上。
In the morning, in the evening.
我们经过的日子，我们度尽的年岁，我们一生的年日，70岁、80岁，等等等等，太多了。
Our days, our years, fourscore years, there's so many of them.
所以我们知道，这里讲到智慧的心的时候，是与时间有关的。
Thus, because of the time is mentioned, we know that this heart of wisdom is related to time.
让我们知道，神要让我们懂得如何度过在世上的日子。
Our God is trying to tell us how to live a life on this earth.
可以蒙神的纪念。
That can be remembered by our Lord.
有一个犹太人当中的故事。
There's a Jewish story.
有一个德高望重年老的拉比，他失去了儿子。
There was a very eminent rabbi who had lost his son.
他心里面非常的伤痛。
And he was very sorrowful in his heart.
所以他的学生们一个一个到他面前来安慰他。
So his students came before him, tried to comfort him.
第一个学生来到他的面前，对他说：“老师，我可不可以说几句安慰你的话？”
The first student came and said to him, "Rabbi, may I speak some comforting words to you?"
老拉比回答说：“请讲。”
The elderly rabbi said, "Please speak."
他的学生对他说：“亚当的儿子死了。”
The student said to the rabbi, "Adam's son passed away."
但是他得了安慰。
But he was comforted.
因为圣经说亚当又与妻子同房，他就生了一个儿子，起名叫赛特，意思说神另给我立了一个儿子代替亚伯，因为该隐杀了他。
And it says in the Bible that It says in Genesis chapter 4, verse 25, And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said she had appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew.
老师回答说,
the teacher replied,
我的痛苦已经够多了。
My suffering is great enough.
不要再用亚当的痛苦来增加我的痛苦。
Please don't increase my pain by referring to Adam's pain.
第二个学生,
the second student,
对老师说
he said to the teacher,
约伯一天之内丧失了所有的儿子和女儿，然而他还是得了安慰，因为约伯说，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，神的名是值得称颂的。
He said that, you know, in the book of Job lost all his sons and daughters, but Job was still comforted because he said, The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord.
老人对他说，难道我的愁苦还不够多吗？你为什么要用约伯来加增我的痛苦？
And the elderly rabbi said, why do you increase my pain? Why do you use Job as an example?
第三个学生又来。
And the third student came.
对他说，亚伦一天之内上死。同时丧失了两个儿子，同时被击杀，但是他还是得了安慰，因为他在神面前默然无语。
It said that Aaron had two sons killed in a day, but he still was comforted because he was able to serve before the Lord.
第四个学生对他说，大卫死了儿子，但是大卫也得了安慰。老师，请你想开一点。
The fourth student said, David also lost sons, but David was still comforted, so please think about it, teacher.
老人的回答还是一样。
The rabbi's response was always the same.
难道我的愁苦不够多吗？
Are not my troubles enough?
不要再用大卫来增加我的痛苦。
Please do not use David to increase my sorrows.
当第五个学生来到老人面前的时候，
When the fifth student came before the rabbi,
老拉比站起身来。
The rabbi stood up.
对他的仆人说，
And said to his student,
请你拿起，请你拿起我面前盆里的水，跟我走。
He said to his servant, please lift up this pail of water and follow me.
因为，为什么呢？因为他要去沐浴，他要去洗澡。
And because I'm going to visit my son's grave and I need to wash myself.
No, just wash himself.
Oh, no, just to, because I need to wash myself. Because he said I need to take a bath.
这是他们的习惯。
And this is their customs.
在悲伤之初，人不洗澡。
When you're in sorrow, you do not wash.
当你的悲伤要过去的时候，你就可以洗澡了。
And when your sorrows are gone, then you can wash.
当老人回来之后，
After the elderly rabbi left and came back,
第五个安慰者对他说，
The fifth student said to him,
我给你讲一个故事。
Let me tell you a story.
有一个王对他的仆人说，
There was a king who said to his servant,
我交给你一样贵重的器皿，你要好好的照管。
He said, I've given you a precious vessel, please take good care of it.
直到有一天我给你拿回来。
Until one day when I take it back from you.
从此之后他的仆人就每天的洗啊，每天的擦。
From that day forth, his servant would wash it and take care of it.
擦得干干净净，一尘不染。
And he wiped it clean and caused it to sparkle.
这个仆人他有一个心愿。
This servant had a desire.
就是保管好主人所托付给他的那个器皿。
It's to take care of this vessel which his master had given him.
当他交还给他主人的时候，主人的心可以满意。
So that when he returns it to his master's heart may be pleased.
学生对老师说，
The student said to the rabbi,
你也是一样。
He said, you are the same.
你有一个儿子，
You have a son.
他知道摩西五经。
He knew the five books of Moses.
他知道先知的书。
He knew the books of the prophets.
他也懂得拉比们的解经。
And he also understood the interpretations of the rabbis.
他遵守各式各样的律法。
And he obeyed all sorts of laws.
他没有犯罪而离开这个世界。
He did not leave this earth because he sinned.
你将神给你的贵重的器皿完璧归赵。
You have taken care well of your vessel.
老师啊，你的心应该没有遗憾。
And so, teacher, your heart should not be sad.
老人的心这个时候就得到安慰。
And at this point, this rabbi's heart was comforted.
因为知道他的儿子虽然英年早逝。
Because he knew that even though his son had passed away in his youth,
但是他没有虚度年华。
But that he was not someone who wasted his time.
他没有浪费他的光阴。
He did not waste his life.
他的日子被神所纪念。
And that his life was remembered by our Lord.
这个年轻人，他是神所宝贵的。
And that this young man was precious in the eyes of our Lord.
因为他把时间用在神所喜悦的事情上。
Because he used his time for what pleased the Lord.
我们也是一样。
We too are the same.
神告诉我们说，不要为转眼成空没有价值的事情花费我们的生命。
Our Lord has said to us, do not strive for that which passes away.
我们要做一个有智慧的人。
We need to be people of wisdom.
用神所给我们的时间。
And use the time that our God has given us.
用来亲近神。
to use that time to draw near to God.
来勤奋地读主的话，来思想主的话。
To diligently read God's word and to meditate on His word.
圣经告诉我们说，我们要不住地祷告。
The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing.
与神交通。
To communicate with our Lord.
为的是要明白神的旨意。
In order to understand His will.
更能够让我们顺从圣灵在我们心中的引导和带领。
And to further follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
圣经说，我们都是基督手里的工，都我们都是神手里的工作，在基督里面造成的。
And the Bible further says that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works.
为要叫我们预备行各样的善事，就是讨神所喜悦的事。
Which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
我们的时日虽然短暂，
even though our lifespan is short,
但是如果我们可以这样来度过我们的生命的时候，就要在永恒中有纪念的价值。
But if we live our lives like this on earth, then we will be remembered in eternity.
最后，我愿意用以弗所书第五章第十五节到第十七节来勉励我们每一个人。
And lastly, I'd like to use Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 17 to encourage brothers and sisters.
也是刚才我们弟兄所引用的。
And it is what our brother before had used as well.
我们一起来念好吗？
Let's read it together.
好，我们一起来念。你们要谨慎行事，
不
要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。你们要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。不要做糊涂人，要明白神的旨意。好，我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，愿你的话在我们心中可以有根有基。
Lord, may your word truly have root in our hearts.
当你向我们说话的时候，
When you speak to us,
不要让我们听过就忘记。
Please let us not hear and forget it.
更愿你自己越过我们人的软弱。
Please, pass over our weaknesses.
只要你自己的话刻在我们的心中。
And carve your words personally into our hearts.
让我们的心可以常常被你的话所光照。
That our hearts may be enlightened by your light,
使我们可以得着一个智慧的心。
So that we may receive a heart of wisdom.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.